Last week, the House Committee on Privileges and Elections unanimously passed a bill that made minor adjustments to their portion of the redistricting plan. But the governor stated in his veto letter that his major objections were with the Senate part of the bill. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling echoed Governor McDonnell's concerns, calling the Senate plan a partisan proposal that locks out Republicans.
I encourage them to use the bipartisan plan recommended by the governor's independent bipartisan redistricting commission as a foundation for their discussions in the Senate. And if they want to tweak the lines a little bit to address district concerns or member concerns, that's fine. But I think that plan gives us the best hope for being able to achieve a true bipartisan consensus. Senate Democrats are going to have to include Senate Republicans in developing a bipartisan plan. Otherwise, we're headed for a stalemate.
But Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico says the Senate's Democratic majority intends to introduce a plan today that is substantially similar to the one the governor has already vetoed.
There is an independent website that's been set up by the commission that's been judging all these various plans, and our plan ranks the highest in terms of fairness and competitiveness, and I think that's why our plan is continuing. Many Republicans came to us wanting adjustments to their districts, and they were accommodated. I think it's disingenuous of them to say they were not included in the process.
McEachin says that many House Republicans are pressuring the governor to sign the plan so they can begin their campaigns in advance of the August primary. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.